And welcome back, everybody, to Keeping It True by You, LSU Tigers. The time is here. College football is back. Everybody can now go ahead, pick their favorite teams, find a seat, because guess what? We're talking about the LSU Tigers here on this particular podcast today. It is time for the 2025 season preview. Learn everything you need to know about my predictions as far as the best case scenario, your worst case scenario, and of course, we're going to give you a game by game prediction at the end of the episode. Let's go ahead and get into it. Hit the intro. All right, so no need to waste time here. Let's go ahead and start off with the best case scenario for the 2025 LSU Fighting Tigers. I think this is a team that shows every bit of what the portal is capable of, and it's going to really come down to how the talent is utilized. I see this team with a best case scenario at 11-1 with a potential loss in SEC play. This is a team that, if the O-line is able to form a cohesive unit that is capable and comparable to what we've seen in the past 2 years, if not potentially exceeding it slightly, there is no reason why Garrett Nussmeier cannot have a slight increase on his numbers, and therefore putting the Tigers in more advantageous positions to take advantage of the newly built defense by Blake Baker through all the additions in both the portal and the transfer and the recruiting class that puts LSU in a position to dominate the SEC. This is a team that, while originally is not going to get a lot of the hype and splendor that you may expect for an LSU team of its caliber, I think as the season goes on, this best case scenario would showcase that the running back room is indeed deep enough. And whenever you combine not only your strongest talents from last year, but players like Harlan Berry who come in and you expect to have major impacts as a freshman, I think it really shows everything that this running back room is capable of. And of course, Caleb Jackson, and who knows, maybe we even see a little Juwan Johnson, JT Lindsey, who knows what Brian Kelly has up his sleeve. But all of those things together is what is going to give the Tigers the opportunity to exceed. Again, Garrett Nussmeier last year, 4,000 yards and a total of 32 combined touchdowns. I believe it would be easily expected, if this team is in its best case scenario, that you could see 4,300 yards, 40 total touchdowns, and a top two position in the Heisman race, because that's where you've seen all these projections so far going into the year. There is no barrier on this particular schedule that says that this team would not be capable of reaching an 11-1 mark. Personally, I do not believe that it is possible for a team this year in the Power 2 conferences, but the SEC and the Big Ten, to be able to put together a undefeated season. So in this best case scenario, 11-1 would be the realistic scenario with the loss coming in SEC play. Therefore, it is reasonable to think that LSU is in a position to put together one of the best teams that it's ever fielded, and there's no reason why it couldn't be this year for the Tigers. But before we talk about that worst case scenario, don't forget, if you've enjoyed the episode so far, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Let everyone know that you're watching as we all get ready to start the 2025 season. Or if you've even come back to see if the prediction was correct at the end, don't forget, hit the like button, leave a comment on what you think the Tigers' best and worst case scenario would be. And let's go ahead and jump into the next segment. The worst case scenario is one where things have gone off the wheels but have not fully fallen apart. And it's something that a lot of people will talk about whenever, I believe, they try to make the argument, okay, this is where this team would be realistically. But there's a fine margin between best case, realistic, and worst case. And a lot of people lump in that worst case with the reality too much. My worst case scenario for the LSU Tigers, meaning that you bar multiple major injuries, particularly in this scenario, I'm keeping Garrett Nussmeier healthy, but assuming that his role positions are decimated by the end of the year. In this case, I have the Tigers at 7-5. And now I think that this is a situation where you might be going 4-4 in SEC play with your three rental wins, be that Louisiana Tech, Southeastern, and Western Kentucky. Beyond that, that is about where I think the floor sits. Now, it's important to realize that in this scenario, again, this is not catastrophe injuries. This is just standard wear and tear, 1 to 2 players out for the year, and the rest, you know, maybe you see some suboptimal scenarios. I think it really would manifest itself with the running back room taking the majority of those injuries early in the year. You never get anybody really in a consistent pattern, and that is what could end up setting Garrett Nussmeier to have his turnover ratio go out of control, and you could see him regressing a bit, maybe somewhere around that 25-10, 25-12 touchdown interception ratio, which would basically disrupt a already slightly formed offense. You know, this team, while it returns a lot of players, it doesn't return some of its best players. And whenever you see people elevating, it's always a question is, can they adjust in time and then put those solid patterns and build on them week after week? If the patterns never get established, in this case scenario, I have LSU dropping 2 of the first 5 games, which realistically means 2 out of Clemson, Florida, and Ole Miss, assuming you win the other 2 with the in-state schools. In that case scenario, the Tigers are likely dropping to, at best, somewhere in the 20s in the rankings, if not falling out of them entirely. And I don't see them recovering in this worst case scenario to a position to where they are contending for anything. And that will also suck the life out of a team because it just puts the overall demeanor at a non-recoverable starting point. And once players realize there is no national championship in sight, the SEC championship is out of play, I have to play for myself. A lot of people do that in the manner that they play for themselves going into the future, not necessarily putting themselves in harm's way the most, and some people going down with injuries that are basically for recovery to prepare for whatever life brings them next, and then, of course, opting out of bowl games, things of that nature. Although, technically, with new NCAA policies, opting out of bowl games is less incentivized because it will not hurt redshirt opportunities. Nevertheless, that would be a scenario that would be very realistic, and Brian Kelly's hot seat would basically be boiling at that point. I will present one more scenario here before we get into the full-on schedule prediction, but you know, it is important to note that Brian Kelly's leash is short. But due to the nature of the new revenue sharing model, trying to establish the best financial opportunities for the Tigers, his leash is extended, but his opportunity for growth will definitely be stunted. If the Tigers end up at this worst case scenario of 7-5, I think he would have a lot of tough critics to face, not only here locally, but also on the national media scene. And, you know, it may be a situation where he opts even for a potential retirement to avoid the pressures that could come from the upcoming years in this type of a scenario. And right here, I'm going to go ahead and give you just the one plus, because it's always, you know, we want to add something of value to the show, give you a little bit more than we expected. So here's my absolute trapdoor floor scenario. This is basically you lose, you know, 5+ major starters, your quarterback, and you're really just playing with the base roster, trying to go out there and compete. I think in that case scenario, this team is still most likely going to find a way to remain bowl eligible. I believe that you can find 3 SEC wins when you have teams like Vanderbilt on the schedule. But it would basically be a 5-7, 6-6 scenario. And in this case, this might be a situation where Brian Kelly is let go, despite the contract enormity that would be having to pay out to be had to pay out to him. It may be a situation where it's irrecoverable, particularly if this is something where you compare it to the 2021 football season when Coach O was let go and you see just a mass exodus of players. If the roster were to fall apart, you're going to see in the schedule prediction here, the roster is currently valued somewhere in the ballpark of $18.5 to $19 million. If that roster goes out there and performs at a level that basically barely puts you in a bowl game, if at all, it's not going to be a situation where I would expect to see the return of Brian Kelly for the LSU Fighting Tigers. Now, my actual prediction you'll see right here as we transition into our full-on schedule prediction. Thanks, everybody, for coming by. And, of course, don't forget, Watch all of our weekly shows. We have both Keeping It True by You, LSU Tigers, to keep you up to date with the LSU Tigers, Keeping It True by You in Louisiana for everything you need to know about the rest of the teams in the state. And if you're interested in that NFL or NBA action, don't forget we have a Saints and Pelicans version of the show. All of it comes together every weekend for True by You Sports Media Primetime. You can find that here on the YouTube channel and wherever else you are watching or listening to podcasts. Once again, thanks everybody, and enjoy our schedule prediction. Been a True Bayou Media production. This show is for entertainment purposes only and does not render legal or financial advice. Remember to bet responsibly. Distribution of this podcast is prohibited without the express written consent of True Bayou Media or its subsidiaries. Thanks for being true by us. We can't wait until next time we keep it true by you.